Well, we would appreciate a little interest in your prayers. We want the Word of God to feed us, to challenge us, to correct us, to make us into the Lord's image. And this morning we feel like we have an encouragement message. You know, in 1 Samuel 17, it tells the story of David and Goliath. Now, we're all probably fairly familiar with that story. David had told Saul, he said, "Let no man's heart fail him because of him, this giant. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine." You know, David had been a faithful servant of the Lord for a long time. He was young, but he had been serving the Lord, I don't know how long, but I think it was long enough that he had learned how to fight some battles for the Lord. And when he was out there on those hills, and the lion came up and the bear came up, instead of running, David felt like he had a responsibility. And he fought for it as if it was for his life. And I'm not sure I would have done that in that way. But he said he smote the lion and he smote the bear. And so he told Saul, you know, Saul wanted him to put on armor and all of those things. And I'll read a little of that in the 37th verse. It says, David said, "Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with thee." Nobody else will do it. Go. The Lord bless you. I'm not going to fight with him, and neither is anyone else. But you go. And David told Saul, he said, "The Lord that delivered me out of these animals' paws and claws and all of those things," he said, "he'll deliver me. He delivered me, and he'll deliver me out of the hand of this giant too." Now, he had evidently probably a sword and a sling when he fought those animals. He said he smote them and slew them. He had to have something in his hand. And so David had a weapon in his hand of some sort, but he never gave the credit to that weapon. He said, "The Lord delivered me." But the Lord was using a weapon in his hand. And it says, "And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put a helmet of brass upon his head. Also he armed him with a coat of mail." Can you imagine this young man being weighed down with all of this stuff, and now he's got a sword and and David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, "I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them." And David put them off him. And he took his staff in his hand. You know what a staff is? It's a stick, like a walking stick or a shepherd's crook. And chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. You know, David had gotten used to using these stones. This wasn't the first time he slung a stone, is it? David had been using those stones for a long time, probably, for years. And he, I'm sure, became very good with them. And he believed that God was able to use those stones to smite this giant. And the Philistine said unto David, this is verse 43, "Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Then said David to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts." And he goes on. And, you know, David said something that is so important. On down at the end of the 46th verse, he said, "That all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." Do you know David's heart was, not as his brothers accused him, "You want to go make yourself big, don't you? You're talking big. You want to make yourself a name." But David had something else in mind. And he said, "I want all the earth to know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." That's what David boldly told Goliath. You know, his confidence was not even in the 5 smooth stones he picked up. It was in the Lord. But I'll tell you, he walked up to that giant. I don't know how close he got, but I'm sure the giant saw the stave in his hand. He saw the stick in his hand. Not sure he saw the sling at that time. But you know, David took that stone that he had gotten used to using, and he wrought one of the greatest victories in the history of Israel. And it's written even today for us to know. Because these Philistines were set to take over the Israelites. They were set against them, weren't they? Do you know this morning, there are powerful weapons, and they may not be of the wisdom of this world. They may not be the shiniest sword and the greatest coat of mail and all of those things. But in the hand of the Lord, he has weapons for us that if we will learn to use them in the everyday things of life, folks, they can bring down the enemies of the Lord in our lives. Self. They can bring down situations that seem impossible. They can mount great victories for the Lord when used. And so I want to talk about a little bit about the weapons of our warfare, mainly one. But it says in 2 Corinthians 10 and 4, it tells us that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. But it has a little word in there. It says, "But mighty through God." I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong place here. "But mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." And I want us to look this morning at the strongholds that the Lord wants us to pull down. And he has outfitted us with weapons. And in the scriptures here tell us that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Do you know this morning that I want to talk about the words of the Lord? Do you know that the words of the Lord are powerful? You know that when God has given a promise, that everything God is behind that? You know that through faith in the Word of God and in the promises of God, great mountains can come down? And so this morning, I want to encourage us. Folks, there is nothing in God's will that we cannot have if we'll use that sling and that stone this morning. There is no giant that cannot come down. Do you know that? There is no promise that cannot be had if we'll use that stone and that sling this morning. You know, I really believe that the words of the Lord are more powerful than we may realize. I want to encourage us this morning to realize the power in the Word of God. When the Lord spoke, worlds came into existence, didn't they? God spoke and everything happened. Now, that may defy our imagination, but it happened, and the evidence is everywhere around us, isn't it? God spoke, and those things happened. It was His Word. And because it was His Word, things happened. Do you know that He has given us His Word today? He has given us some of the promises and the Word of God that, folks, it has the same power and it has the same God behind it as the words when He spoke and said, "Let there be light." And there was light. I was looking up the other day, this not even in connection with this. I was just trying to, how big is the sun? Well, as far as they can tell, it's like, well, I already forgot how big. It's huge. It dwarfs the earth by thousands of times. And a big mass, a ball of fire, and it's monstrous. And God spoke, and it happened. I would that our faith would increase this morning, that there are powerful weapons. The Lord says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Now, folks, we have to put aside the carnal weapons, taking it into our own hands, and let the Lord use His weapons. Because when we let the Lord use His weapons, we are not just surrendering to the problem. You know, that, you know, this can never happen, you know, this can, whatever. We're not surrendering to that. We're giving it to God. That's what we're doing. And He has His Word on the line on some things. I want to encourage us in Matthew 18 and 9. It says, "Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." I know that the devil has 100 things that he wants to bring up to our minds. But this is the Word of God. I believe it's unchangeable. I believe it's powerful. And I want to tell you, if we ask anything, the Scripture says, according to the will of God, we have it. Do you know this morning, I believe the Lord wants us to agree in prayer a little more. I think sometimes I have seen some amazing things happen in agreements of prayer. I remember one time right out here, and I've told this story before, at the Pearl of Grace Ranch, when the girls' home, when it was fixing to open. And the inspector came up. This was a last thing. And they already had people planned to be there the next, like, 3 days later or 2 days or maybe one day. It was all planned. Everything was passed with the authorities, and everything was ready to open. And the inspector come in, and some way, something made him mad. And he started going through and saying, "This has to be fixed. This has to be fixed. This has to be fixed." He went up in the attic, and he said, that firewall has to be, I don't know, extended way out and all. Just some of the things were really ridiculous. It was a result of anger. And it was an impossible situation. Now, here's all these people lined up, and what are we going to do? And so he was just going on and on. And my brother Mark was there that day helping. And he asked me, he said, "Have you called your people for prayer?" That caught me pretty short, because no, I hadn't. And I got on the phone and started making calls. "We need prayer. We need something to change here." Do you know, within 10 minutes, that man was saying, "Okay, forget the firewall situation." It was something not needed anyway. It was already done to specs. And he began to go through and back off of the thing. Within 10 minutes, I firmly believe that God did something miraculous there. And so this morning, we could have said, I'm going to meet you in court. We could have begun to fight. But I want to tell you something. There's a weapon a lot greater than what we have. God is able to change things that we don't have a chance at. And he went in there that day and changed that man. And in 10 minutes, he was making complete changes. And my brother is the one, doesn't come to church here. He's the one that asked me, have you called your people for prayer? Folks, I want to encourage us today that we have a powerful arsenal at our command. Did you know that? This is not for our lust. This is not for our desires, whatever our lust work upon. But this is for the will of God. All right. So this morning, I want to say personal victories. Now, it's pretty easy for us to ask prayer like that. But it's a little tougher when it's our own personal needs. I want to just tell you something in case you don't know it. We all have needs. Every one of us. We need the Lord. We need his help. Remember at Monarch a few years back, and I've told this story too, but you know, I went to Monarch and I was kind of in a battle. And something had kept happening and I was fighting anger over it. This is not anything you all know anything about. But you know, I was fighting a battle. I was fighting in my mind. Have you ever had a battle like that? I'll tell you, we will have to battle sometimes. We have to realize the weaponry of the Lord can overcome those things. But sometimes we have to learn to use the weapons. And I'll tell you what, I went and I took a brother minister aside and I said, look, this is what's going on. This is what happened. This is why I'm feeling this way. I don't want to feel this way. And do you know we had prayer, just simple prayer. We prayed together and a little confession of my need. And I want to tell you something. It vanished. It vanished. I've seen it happen. I'm not a person that gets easily offended. I would have many reasons to be if I would let myself. But I want to tell you something. There are things, there are offenses that can dig deep, can't they? I've seen it. I've seen it happen. And I want to tell you, through prayer and confidence in the Word of God, he says for us to love one another fervently. Now, I want to tell you something. That's a promise from God. He expects it to be fulfilled in our lives. And I believe we can agree in prayer. And I believe the giants can fall. We can love everybody. Everybody. I believe that. I do. I'm not saying something I don't do, and I'm not boasting. I just believe the Lord can do that for us, folks. Everybody fervently. Even the ones that rub us wrong. Folks, the Lord wants it to be that way. And so he has given us his arsenal. And he expects us to agree in prayer sometimes. And I don't know why it's so hard sometimes to confess our faults and agree together. Sometimes that we may be healed. Folks, I want to tell you, we don't have to get up and tell everybody everything. But there needs to be a place and a time where we agree in prayer for the Almighty God to do what his word said. And so he has given us those blessings. You know, spiritual needs, it's God's will that they be filled. Did you know that? Of course we know that. It is God's will, and they can be, and will be filled if we'll learn to use the powerful weapons that bring down strongholds. Do you know that the scripture talks about a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city? That is true. And I'll tell you what our best shot will be at that. That's use the weapons God has given us. When he says to love everyone, that means that's an active situation. We actually do something. We actually expend energy. Do you know that humility in the way we deal with one another, humbling ourselves and saying, and letting ourselves be humbled. I want to tell you that's a powerful weapon. It brings down strongholds when nothing else will. Those are powerful things in the arsenal of the Lord. We can fight. We can fight in our own strength. Peter, he could fight. He drew his sword. He could do that. He was willing to put his life on the line. But when it came to humbling himself, he denied the Lord. I can't do that. No, I can fight. Lord, I'll fight with you to the death. But no, Peter hadn't learned yet, had he? And he needed a little more power in his life. And God gave it to him. Thank the Lord. So tonight, I just want to encourage, or this morning, I just want to encourage us. Deliverances. Do you know that it is not only sinners that need deliverances? You know, we need deliverances sometimes. We need the Lord to work in our lives in such a way that sets us free from the oppression of the enemy. Can it be? Yes, it can be. I believe that because the word of the Lord says so. So the Lord help us today. The scripture tells us that unto us was the gospel preached. This is Hebrews 4 and 2. As well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them. Why? Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So this morning, the Lord help us that it will be mixed with faith. I want to look at Hebrews 4 and 12. I love this scripture because I fully believe it. Hebrews 4 and 12 says, for the word of God, 11 says, let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick, alive, and powerful. We're talking about powerful weapons this morning. The writer here says the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God is that. It's alive and it's powerful. I hope our faith this morning is increased to take in that the word of God is alive and it is powerful. And whatever our need is, it is well able to take care of through faith in the Lord and through seeking Him. Maybe an agreement of prayer. The Lord is able to do those things. You know, the scriptures tell us that the worlds were framed by the word of God. The worlds were framed by... I think my problems are smaller than that. Aren't yours? I think so. They're smaller than that. The worlds were framed by the word of God. And so the word of God is alive. It's powerful. It can do in us what we need. I want to remember what the scripture says in John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And I thought of it this way. Jesus was the expression of God. The Word of God. That His words, what He brought to us, His Spirit. You know, this morning, all things that were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. And so, when we see that, when we see what power is in the Word of God, in Jesus, you know, He still wants to create in us. He wants to create in us. He wants to create in us a love for God that is driving, that is powerful, that is drawing. The Lord wants to create in us, doesn't He? You know, He wants to create in us a love for everybody. You know, He wants to create in us some energy. Is that right? Use that word. He wants to create in us zeal, doesn't He? The Lord can do that, can't He? Oh, the Lord help us. I think about the scripture over in 2 Corinthians 3 and 18 that says, but we all with open face, beholding. Listen to this. This is beautiful. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass, in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Do you know that the Lord wants us to look in the mirror of His Word, and He wants us to believe it? He wants us to take it in. He wants us to be changed from one level to another in our life. A constant growth. You can call it levels, you can call it growth, you can call it whatever. But He wants us to be changed, it says, into the same image from glory to glory. The Lord wants to keep adding to our life. Can our faith take in this morning that the Lord has given us His Word? And by His Word, things are created. And He wants to create in us too. And He wants to bless our lives in 10,000 ways. I just, without the power of His Word, we would be lost sinners. Remember that when we pray for our spiritual needs and desires, we're praying to receive what He has expressed as His will. The Lord has expressed this as His will. So I just want to encourage us today to not give up in our battles, but to win them. Because by faith, I believe we can do like Caleb said, now give me this mountain. Moses promised me this mountain. Now give me this mountain. He believed. He believed God would give him those giants and that mountain. And so he went and took it. He said, what was he, 80 or 85 years old at that time? And he said, I'm just as strong as I was at 40. Do you know this morning? I believe we can look at things, and we should, and call them by the word of the Lord. Now give me this mountain, Lord. We have the Lord's express will in writing. It's part of our arsenal and our defense this morning. I know I'm skipping around about a lot of different things, but there are a lot of places this touches. If you go to Ephesians 3 and 16, it says that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory. Now this is according to what He has in stock. Okay? We hear a lot of things today are out of stock. You look it up. Can I order this? No, it's out of stock. Or it's on back order. It happens all the time nowadays, doesn't it? But the Lord's not out of stock. That He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. So these are promises, folks, this morning. And the Lord help us that we can rise up and our hearts will take these things in, that we can believe. As I said, I print my scriptures out, and they take up a lot of space and a few thoughts with it. You know, the song came to me. Now, the verse goes on. I'm sorry. Now, unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. You know, that faith that we take in the Word of God, He says, unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Folks, these are promises for us, for the people of God. Shall we not believe them? Shall we not grow in the things of grace and the things of the Lord? the scripture or the song B.E. Warren wrote, he is able to deliver. This isn't really a sinner's message by any means. But he is able, it says, to deliver thee, O sinner. He will drive the night away. He's the star of perfect day. Anyway, it goes on to say the refrain, he is able. He is able to deliver thee. And so, you know, he stopped the Jordan's flowing stream, healed the lame, I think the weak, the sick, I don't. Anyway, I think about that song, the Lord is able. If our faith can take it in and our hearts can take in, Lord, I know you're able. You're able to do all things. You have given us the expression of your will through the Lord and through his word. And so when we read the words of life, folks, they're ours. They're ours. We don't have to be bound by Satan. We don't have to be bound in sin. I want to tell us right now, this morning, in the face of all that Satan is and all of his power, I want to tell you, every one of us can be saved this morning. Let the Lord save you if we're not saved this morning. Let the Lord give him the battle. Believe in him. The powerful weapon is our faith. The powerful weapon is the word of God. The powerful weapon is the Lord himself. Now David had those little stones. He goes up to the giant and slings that stone around. I imagine that giant was watching him and he was slinging that thing around his head like this. When he let go, that giant didn't have time to get that shield up, did he? Or his armor bearer. He didn't have time to do that. That stone went right where the Lord caused it to go. And this morning, I want to encourage us. Take the word of God. Take it. Take it. For our needs, take it. Believe it. We can have a sound mind. We can have strength. We can have freedom. We can have the fruits of the Spirit in our life. You know, the scripture says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. There was a scripture on a wall here a while back somewhere I went, and we were in a lot of battle right there with things going on and things that needed the Lord's help and things on every hand. But I kept looking at that scripture. Casting all your care upon him, I think was the scripture. For he careth for you. And I pled that scripture because, folks, that's the Lord's promise to us, isn't it? Why should we be debilitated by carrying something? I know it's easy to do. And I'm not going to say I've always been perfect at that. But I will tell you, our privilege is to cast it on the Lord. Our privilege is to let him carry it. And he says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And so this morning, I just want to encourage us that way. Hebrews 13 and 5. Think about these scriptures. Why did the Lord have this in his word? Let your conversation be without covetousness. Now what is covetousness? Coveting. More than we should have. More than the Lord wants us to have. Coveting. You know why sometimes people do that? Because the future. The future. I've got to do this. I can't do the Lord's will. I've got to be, and I can't be 100% honest here, because I've got to get ahead. I've got a future coming up. And the scripture tells us, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That's the promise that we have that puts the covetousness to death. That's the promise we have. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Do you know this morning we can boldly say that? The Lord is my helper. Whatever comes or whatever goes, the Lord is my helper. It is Him that has helped me. Now, I don't say that we don't gather up for a rainy day and things, because we should. I believe that. I believe we need to take care of our things well. But I want to tell you something. Coveting and getting into a mode that takes us outside of doing the will of God and able to have proper worship and all of those things, I want to tell you something. It's time to throttle it back when that happens. We're all in this thing together, aren't we? We have the same battles, don't we? And so we have to meditate on the Word of God. Let it well up within us. The Lord is my helper. All I want to do is, I want to do things His way. If I do things His way, then I have the whole arsenal, the whole expression of God's will I have at my back. And He'll support me in those things. All this morning, look at this in 1 Timothy 4 and 5. You know, it says here, Paul writing again, 4 and 15. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Do you know that the Lord is giving us the stones? He says, use them. He says, meditate on these things. Neglect not the gift that is in thee. He goes on to say, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Here's your stone. Here's your stone. Give yourself to me first. And then do take care of your responsibilities well, of course. But give yourself to me first. And he says, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Do you know that? You know what that'll do for us when the giant comes of unbelief and of false doctrines and of false spirits? You know what that'll do? It'll put them to death by those stones that the Lord has helped us to pick up along the way as we meditate on the things of the Lord. That means we have to stop. We have to take time. Folks, meditating takes our mind. That means our mind, our heart, is dwelling on these things. We're thinking about it. We're turning it over in our mind. Do you know that when false doctrine comes and we've got this good stuff all into our mind and we've developed, let the Lord develop a relationship in our life with Him, and something comes along and it don't sound right and people start going with it, because that's what happens sometimes, isn't it? People that haven't been doing this. And they get carried away with things that sound right, but they're not right. Our weapons, folks, our weapons is that we pick up those stones when we have a chance to. Pick them up, because the giant's coming. He's coming. Pick up those stones and have them ready. Know how to use them. Use them from day to day. The will of God. How does it work? How does it work in my life? How does all these scriptures, how does all the doctrine of the Lord fit together? I want to tell you, people pick a little doctrine out and they find all kinds of things to back it up. And it's like, are you really kidding me? It don't fit with the rest of it. You know what will settle a lot of those things? Those powerful weapons of truth, of scriptures, of the Spirit of the Lord that's been revealed in our hearts and in our lives. And when the giant comes along with his ideas and his, there's always spirits on every hand waiting. They're right around us, waiting to jump in and capture and lead away and change our hearts. But I want to tell you, the weapons we have against it is the Word of God. And He's told us here these things. He's told us these things, and we can stand on that. It'll keep you from those spirits. Spirits tempt. You know when they tempt? In your hour of weakness. Take a look at Jesus' situation. You'll find out when spirits tempt. Yeah, we might feel pretty good right now. Jesus might have well known, I'm on my mission. He gets in the wilderness and the devil says, if you be the Son of God. And I want to tell you, he tempted him. But Jesus had a lot more down in there. He pulled some of that word out, didn't he? It is written. This is what the scripture says. Do you know that those scriptures are powerful? They're powerful weapons. They'll keep us in the hour of temptation so many times. But the time to learn to use them is as we go through daily life. And then when we get to that place, we'll go grab a few stones up and that giant can come down, folks. And I'll tell you what will happen. Many times it saves your family. It saves those around you. When David did that, and he went up against that giant in the name of the Lord, I don't think he went up trembling. I think he knew God was with him. But I will tell you, when that happened, the whole nation of Israel was saved. You and I's faithfulness out there on the mountainside when nobody sees us, out in the dark, out in the wilderness, when a lion comes along and nobody knows it. That's what makes it right, folks. Oh, the Lord bless us this morning. The Word of God can put a stop to some things. You know, the Scriptures tell us the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. He says, moreover, by them is thy servant warned. You know, people go on today, and I'm shocked. Were they not warned? Do they not understand what the Scripture says? But people fall into traps all the time because they haven't got them in their hearts. The Lord help us today. Folks, we are, all of us, in a few short days, facing the judgment. And the Lord is wanting us to equip ourselves that we can see Him in peace. It is so valuable. You know, I think about the Scriptures. Over in Proverbs 6, where it says, the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life, to keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. I want to tell you, if you're a man in here, you're probably going to have some woman or women tempt you from time to time. And the vice versa as well, very possibly. I want to tell you this morning, get the Word of God down in there. You know what the Word says? It says, lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread. Did you know that? Did you know the Scriptures say that? By that means, a man is brought to a piece of bread. Of how much strength, of how much value is a piece of bread? I don't know all the things that means, but I want to tell you something. It means something, doesn't it? Piece of bread's pretty small, pretty disappears, molds in a few days. You know what? There's not much there, is there? That's what happens. Men, be faithful to your wives. I want to tell you, the Word of God will help keep you in those times. When you have it in your heart and your mind and you know, by this means a man is brought to a piece of bread. All the good things of life that I have and could have can be splintered up in a hurry, can't it? You know what? We live in a world. I'm not speaking of things we don't know about. All around us are these kind of things, aren't they? Yes, they are. And I want to tell you what will help defend us. Powerful weapons. The Lord said, by these means, a man will be brought to a piece of bread. And so the Lord help us today that we learn to take the Word of God into our hearts and our lives and recognize Isn't God's way best this morning?
Amen.
We may suffer sometimes, but I don't know. I boast in the Lord. Okay? I have had my share of suffering. But I don't know anybody I'd rather trade lives with. I want to tell you something. I have seen our share of the blessing of the Lord also. I believe it's for every one of God's people. I want to tell you, the Lord has more for us than we think He does. His Word is more powerful than we realize it is. The power of God using His Word, which is the expression of His will to us. The power of us humbling ourselves and getting hold of the good things of God. It cannot be overstated. It just can't be overstated. It has eternal consequences. Oh, this morning, I just want to encourage us all. Folks, we have our battles. I have mine. I have mine every day. I have physical battles that I wish I didn't have, but I do. But you know what? I want to tell you something. I have a lot of blessings that go with it all. And I've had other physical battles, and I've seen the Lord heal it. I've seen Him heal it marvelously. The Lord does those things, doesn't He? Yes, He does. Oh, the Lord bless each one of us today, that we can use His Word and allow it into our hearts and lives. You know, the Scripture says, don't be called rabbi. You know why we don't call our ministers rabbi? You know why we don't elevate them up on a pole? The Scriptures protect us from that. From them rising up in pride. Now, I will say it's all right to encourage one another. Just don't call the word rabbi, father, these words. I personally don't like people to call me pastor. That's my job. That's my title. But it is not my, I say title. It's what I do. It's a shepherd. But I don't want to be lifted up with words like that. I want to be called brother. I want you to be a brother. If you ever get in a place where you feel like you succeeded, the highest we get is a servant. A shepherd, a brother. That's the highest we get. Do you know what a protection that is to us? You know how many people in the world fall from pride? When I see these young folks in the world begin to be lifted up, and I see them and they make millions of dollars and they're on all the magazines and all the top spots and all the... I always feel sorry for them. I always think pride goes before a fall. These folks are getting set up to fall. They're getting set up to fall in ways they never dreamed. Do you know the Word of God is a great protection to us? It is today. Oh, the Lord help us that we'll feed on it, that we'll let it enter into our hearts, that it'll be life to us, that it'll be our drink, our daily bread. That we gather those stones as we go. And when the devil comes along and he begins to tempt or he begins to accuse or whatever he does, I want to tell you, a good little arsenal of a few stones in the bag will help you out. Because God works with them. And so it's our job to pick the stones up. And the Lord will reveal those things to us. And it's His job to help it hit the mark. And by faith, folks, we can be delivered. Whatever you have, I want to tell you something. I have found that people need deliverances. They need the Lord to help them. They get into things. We get into things if we're not careful. And then we need the Lord, don't we? Do you know something? God is there. And I want to encourage you today. Oh, Lord, work in our lives. Let your glory and your splendor show forth. Show forth in our lives, Lord. Let it be. Let us have growth, strength. Let our grass be green. It doesn't have to be dried up like there's nothing there. Let our spiritual grass be green. You pray for me.